Hello, season 3, episode 4. Wow, it's just continuing on this lovely podcast. And today's topic is something close to my heart is God's hands are everywhere. God's hands are everywhere. You know, there were times I was like, you know, God, where are you? Where are you? I can't hear you. I can't see you. And feel you. And our minds are wired to see the tangible, right? If it's not tangible, you doubt it. You think, is God there? Is, you know, it's like when you're a woman and you're pregnant and they tell you're pregnant, the only way you realize you're pregnant is through a blood test or like a pregnancy test, and the doctors show you like the heartbeat. But before that, you're not sure. And it's exactly the same. It's hard to see God's hands in a moment. Like right now, you go, where's God? But if I look around and I look outside, the trees, the sun, and in the evening, the moon, the stars, I see God's hand. But what about this notion of where are God's hands in your life? So 8 years ago, this day, 14th of February, my father passed away. We had not expected him to pass away that day, but he passed away. And it was a very sad day for the family. And the time leading up to his funeral, we were so busy organizing the funeral, but he survived. We survived. We went through the everything and buried him. After the burial, I think that's where we were properly grieving. As I was grieving, as I was getting used to the notion that my daddy, whom I've known for 47 years, at that time was no longer going to be with us, and I know he's somewhere around, I thought that, you know, life would continue as we were normally. My daughter, 3 years old at the time, still unaware, she could see that something was going on. Then, 2 weeks later, I was out of a job. There was a time I could never have been able to laugh at that. I was just out of a job and things were not looking good for me. That year of the 2016, 2017, I think those were some of my most horrendous years. And then 2019, 2020, COVID came. And I thought after COVID, things would improve. No, nothing, nothing, nothing. It's only now that I look back, I'm like, I managed to live in the same house that I'd bought years ago. I managed to wake up every day from a bed, clean sheets, managed to have food. I managed to take my daughter to good schools. Even whilst I was unemployed, I still managed to do all of these things. Now you ask how? I can't tell you. All I know is God's hand is in everything. So my message to you is, you may be going through a rough time. You may be going through things that you can't explain, and you think, is God out of my life? Where is God when I need him? Where is God when I need him now? He's there. It's just you can't see the things God is doing for you, because in here there's so many things that you're going through. You're going through so many things. So it's so hard to hear God at a time when you think and you believe that He's not here. God is ever present, He is omnipresent. And I live to tell that tale because of what happened to me 8 years ago. And I'm sitting here having gone through the toughest times of my life, having thought I can never, I don't know, I'm going to survive this. And I sleep and I wake up and I'm still alive. And I still have a little girl singing and now a puppy barking. And I'm here, I'm breathing, I'm eating, I'm doing a podcast that I had an idea about it 8 years ago, or 4 years ago, actually. So this is my thing to you. God's hands are everywhere. They're in your life. even you don't see them, because it's intangible, just like oxygen. You don't know there's oxygen, but when it's not there, you know there's no oxygen. So think of God as the oxygen in your life. Think of God as the thing you need the most in your life. And I believe we need four things in our life: the spirit, the sun, the air, the water, and earth. We need those four things. They are part of us, and God has given those four things, because without the earth, we do not, and water and sun and air, we don't have plants. We would die with those, without those things. Will you die without the latest watch? No. Will you die without the latest iPhone? No. Will you die without the latest car? No, you won't die. You will die because you don't have oxygen. You will die because you don't have water. Or you'll get pale because there's no sunlight, but it's so essential. You'll die because you don't have food. So God, if you want to see God and you want to see His glory in everything, take a look at your kids, if you have kids. Take a look at your partner. Take a look at the trees, the nature, the animals. Watch animal programs. I love watching them, because that to me gives me the mighty power of God. Go to the beach, go to the water, go to the most beautiful places on earth. Or even you are at your house, come out in the evening and look at the stars. Who made the stars? Who made the sun? Who made the earth? Who made us? And I just, even in my saddest days, I just go into my gratitude and I say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for bringing me here where I am. I know I'm still not there where I wanted to see myself, but I can see where I'm going. I can see your hands in my life. I can hear the messages every time I'm not going the right way, or my mind is thinking its own thing, because this thing can lead you all astray. So God is always going to be with you. You might leave God, but God never leaves you. You might decide, God, me and you, I'm divorcing you now, but God will never divorce you. So I pray for you, forever, whatever you're going through. I pray that you find God, the intangible, omnipresent God in everything you look for, but mostly in who you are, because you are made in the image of God. You are God's child. God brought you here for a reason. And until that mission or purpose is over, He'll bring you home. But whilst you're still here, He will look after you. But you have to build your own relationship with God, because it's always there. So, I know I sound serious, and I'm not a serious person. I'm actually quite funny. But sometimes I get overwhelmed by what God has done for me. And I just wanted to say, I love you and thank you for supporting me. I will always say that. Another thing, when you start a new business, a new line of work, it's always so hard in the first few years. And what keeps me going is there will be one or two people who come here and listen to this podcast, and I know who you are. I just wanted to say thank you. And what keeps me going is God and the vision God has for my life. And I just wanted to say I'm grateful for you, and I'm grateful for everything you've done for me. Have a lovely, lovely, beautiful.